It's Friday!
Aren't weekends just the best?
When you're unemployed, weekends are meaningless.
Okay, Debbie Downer.
Just keeping it real, mate.
Well, why don't you keep this real, mate?
It's time to party!
Who's ready to party?
It's party time!
Hey, turn up the radio!
Let's count them down.
3, 2, 1!
Ready or not, here comes fun!
It's showtime!
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Well, hello. Good morning. And welcome. Welcome to the drama fest that is the Mark and Kim show.
Is there more drama this morning?
More drama than what? You don't even know what I'm referring to.
That's what I'm saying. Is there more drama?
Well, what was the other drama you're referring to?
Well, with him, there's drama every day.
Oh, excuse me, kettle. Someone calling the pot black over here.
Oh, I know drama when I see it.
Well, welcome to the Mark and Kim show here on Starwater 2.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station. Stray showers, cooler temperatures today. It hasn't hit yet. Still about 65 to 67 degrees as you come.
It's sprinkling right now.
Starting to sprinkle a little bit, so wind is up, temperatures falling throughout the day. We'll get down to the 50s today. 80% chance of rain, yeah? And then tomorrow's high 60, 60 again on Sunday. Let's just say mid-60s all week. So this is day two now. Day two that the drama king has walked into the studio and started out his conversation with, yesterday it started with a big sigh. Okay, it was like, and I'm like, okay, what's up? And he goes, I woke up to ... Today, day two, he comes in, complete look of concern on his face. I'm like, yeah? He goes, I woke up to ... Okay, yesterday was like, oh, for God's sake, please. To this morning, though, he woke up to gunshots.
Yep.
Okay, that's drama.
You woke up to gunshots.
That's real.
Yeah. I asked, how did you know?
Because I could. It's got a very distinct sound to it.
Are you
it.
Familiar with the sound of gunshots? Do you own a gun?
Yeah, I own a gun.
You shoot a gun?
I don't shoot it often, no.
Okay. But you're familiar with the sound of gunshots.
Yeah. All right. And it was spaced out. It wasn't like a boom, boom, boom like fireworks.
Well, sometimes a gun can be boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, but it was boom, boom.
Hmm. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I know the answer, but I'll ask it anyway.
All right.
Did you call the police?
No.
Of course not. Why would you hear gunshots and call the police?
At what time in the morning?
Had it been like 4:20, 4:30.
Okay. And you did not call police?
No.
Did you jump under the bed?
No.
Well, okay, let's stop being ridiculous.
No, I'm not being ridiculous.
We're actually asking serious questions here. Yesterday's, by the way, yesterday, just so you know how far and wide his angsty huffing and puffing will be. Yesterday, I woke up to messages about clicks and pops on the podcast. I'm like, yeah, and? We've been talking about it for days. We have new technology and some of it's clicking and popping and we're trying to work on that. Well, we ain't doing nothing, but the people that know, the people do things are working on it. So I'm like, dude, you know, that's like that we've been talking about. It's in the air. It's in the broadcast. How does it affect you so badly?
Because I'm the only one that creates the podcast. So I'm thinking.
Have you listened to you got your headphones on. What are you hearing right now?
Popping and crackling.
Okay. And you heard that before the other day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you taking lessons from mama over here on drama?
I may be.
This is the mama drama right here. Mama with the drama. So you didn't call police on gunshots?
No.
How close were these gunshots?
Where we had moved to, there's a greenway and then there's a bunch of wooded areas.
Oh, hold on. So you heard shots on the greenway.
So me saying that, I'm saying it could have echoed from further down. I'm not sure where it came from.
Oh, so you're familiar enough with gunshots, but you can't tell an echoey gunshot versus just a regular old gunshot. What would it have been echoing off of?
Back of the apartments, I guess.
Well, then how would you have heard them then? Okay, tip of the day, ladies and gentlemen. When you hear gunshots, especially near those greenways where people are out back there.
And get shot all the time.
And get shot and stabbed and stuff like that. Oh, I don't know. Call the police.
At 4 something in the morning.
You know?
In particular.
Oh, no. He's one of those guys. No, you know. You know. Say it. Snitches get stitches. Go ahead.
Well, snitches do get stitches, but I also have to make it to work on time. I don't have time to.
You don't have time to make a phone call? Hey, by the way, I don't know if it's much. I'm near Greenway. I'm over here. Heard some gunshots. Just want to let you know. All right, sir. Thanks for calling. Okay, bye-bye.
He would have said, stay there. We're going to get some information.
No, he would not have said that. You're wrong.
If you see something, they may tell you. Yeah, but if they, then he might say, stay there so we can get some information. But you didn't see anything. You just heard something.
Oh, I'm glad tomorrow's Saturday where we don't have to hear, I woke up to. You know? It's not like when you say I woke up to with a huge sigh, it's like I woke up to my girlfriend and moved out and she took all the stuff with her and she's gone. That's an I woke up to. I woke up to gunshots. Like yesterday I gave him so much crap for you woke up to clicks and pops. What's the big deal? Today you wake up to different clicks and pops and those are called gunshots. You know, now I get your angsty on that. But call the police next time, for God's sake.
That's a real I woke up to.
We gotta go. This next story reminds me of Kim. This did you see? Mm-hmm. Because I'll always hearken back to the time she brought in something, a package, a random package that she had brought in. Mm-hmm. To the radio station, she goes, why am I getting this? I didn't order it. And it's this package, and it was from Wuhan, China, you know, the epicenter of all things COVID at the time when we were all freaked out about COVID before, of course, we realized it was a government conspiracy. But the thing she kept saying over and over again was, but we didn't order it.
It just showed up.
But do you understand what I'm saying? I don't even think to this day you understand. When you say things like, well, I didn't order it. That doesn't mean you didn't bring it into the studio. No, I did bring it into the studio. Yeah, knowing whether we didn't know at the time whether or not COVID, which, you know, surfaces, which we found out is just bull, of course. You know,
we didn't know anything about COVID at the time. Well, we really didn't.
But we all thought, okay, we didn't know how to get it, so we assumed it was on surfaces. So you were cleaning every surface and wearing, you know, gloves everywhere and all this other crap. I'd like you to listen in on the police body cam audio of a guy pulled over. He's a used car salesman. He's test driving a customer's Mustang. He gets arrested for going 103 miles an hour in a 45 mile an hour zone.
Oh, and you thought I was bad.
No, I think you're bad. I know you're bad. You know, I didn't think you were bad. I know you're bad. And I'll tell you what, maybe I do have something about that 45 mile an hour speed zone I want to go in, you know, coming up next. But I want you to listen to the audio. Because I love what he thinks is like a good excuse for what he's done. Well, we didn't order it. So? But she kept offering that up over and over again. Yeah, I know it's from Wuhan, but we didn't order it. So? So listen to my dude here telling the cop what's happening and why. Listen.
You're doing 103 miles an hour in a posted 45 mile an hour zone. Do you have your driver's license, registration proof, insurance?
Yes, I apologize, sir. I'm doing a test drive right now for the customer. I am so sorry about that. I'm on my job. I am sorry, bro. Here's my information.
First of all, he dropped a bro on the cop. Right there, the cop's going, that's it. Whatever it is, I don't care. He dropped a bro on me.
My test drive, bro.
I ain't on his bro. But so he's test driving a customer's car. Like, I guess he's going to trade it in or whatever. So, but here comes the real one.
Right now, you're under arrest for reckless driving.
I apologize, sir.
I don't care.
Hold on. But I apologize.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm very sorry. I'm sure that when you got pulled over for your 67 and a 45.
Oh, yeah.
Caught ya. Caught ya. I think there's something you might want to tell me a little bit later this morning. Concerning a certain speeding ticket that you claimed here on the radio you didn't get.
It was a big, long sniff.
Hmm? Here's the rest of that, by the way.
Get out of the car. You're under arrest.
Can I call my boss to let him know?
In a little bit, but not right this moment, no.
But I apologize, dude. Oh, excuse me. Bro.
Bro.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I believe it was 1 week ago today that someone claimed that I was being got. I got on a certain speeding ticket. Mm-hmm. Kimberly Renee Hansen doing it, baby! Woo! So he just did a story about a used car salesman on a test drive of a car he was, I guess, going to trade for. Got caught doing 103 miles an hour.
But I'm sorry.
And 45 was the zone. I said, I got something about that 45 mile an hour zone, to which Kim responded, oh, yeah, that's like where my ticket happened. Interesting that you would say that.
Oh, yeah.
Ha. Anything you like? Anything you'd like to continue to share with the Mark and Kim Show audience this morning?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
There's nothing else. So what did you mean when you said, oh, that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's the speed I got caught.
Yeah.
What'd you mean by that?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
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 No thing.
No thing. I'll be back in Oak Ridge tomorrow.
Hmm. Where you did or didn't get a speeding ticket? Hello?
I didn't.
That's what you told me last week about this time, wasn't it?
Right.
It was last Friday.
The long con.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said 103 miles an hour and a 45 in that story, you go, oh, yeah, that's like my ticket.
No, oh, yeah.
Why would you have said that?
Just reminded me of a story we had here.
Oh, what story was that?
Where I got you.
Is that what you were remembering?
Mm-hmm.
That's the number you picked to get me with, 45?
Mm-hmm. Because you know that area very well.
I certainly do.
You drive through there. We both are there a lot.
What's your point?
Just, you know.
I know a lot of things, by the way. What are you giggling about, Giggleface?
I don't know. It's just funny to me.
What's funny?
Just seeing y'all go back and forth.
Uh-huh. Right. Someone, Mandela effect yesterday was like you think you remember something happening, but it never really happened. When, like, Ricky Ricardo on I Love Lucy. Lucy, explain that to me, Lucy. He never said that. Mm-hmm. I will say this, though. Kim, you got some splaining to do.
I thought I explained everything.
You explained some of it.
I thought I explained everything.
If I hadn't stopped you, you would have explained a little more than you probably should have. Huh? Look at the face on the woman. Oh, my God. You're so funny. You're so funny. You're so funny. You've had me spinning since last week. I'm going to let it go for now. What time is it? Oh, good Lord. I will say, though, the 45 mile per hour speed limit is very tricky. I have some thoughts on it coming up on the Mark and Kim Show. We're going to do it now. But I'm... beep, 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 beep. Going off in my head. It's like a sonar. I'm seeing a dot on the radar.
Like a radar gun.
Yes, exactly. It's just something. Something right. Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's like the speed I got my ticket.
I didn't say that. I just said, oh, yeah.
No, you didn't. You go back and listen.
Go back and listen.
Pull her up the sound clip.
I said, oh, yeah.
Here's a little stat I looked up yesterday. Other than highway speeds, which I consider 55, 60, 65, and 70, other than those highway speeds, the number one speed that we get caught speeding in and ticketed for is the 45 mile an hour speed limit. Harkening back to just moments ago when I was talking about the 103 and a 45,
mm-hmm.
which is that kicker story of the day, I said this to Kim. I'm sure that when you got pulled over for your 67 and a 45.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Because it was all made up.
Oh, was it, Kim?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear that oh yeah again, shall we?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I remember that now, yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, how about $60 a month per month extra to my premium for going 32 and a 25? A year and a half ago in California, I told you this, got a ticket for going 32 in a 25.
Yeah.
And now they want to add $60 a month to my insurance. You have cars totaled on your record. You've got speeding tickets of 67 and a 45. You've got all these things.
But I didn't. I told you it was all... Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah, right. Oh, shoot. I mean, no. How can you get away with $15 per year extra, and they want me to pay $60 more per month for a 32 and a 25?
I don't know the answer to that.
Called California, baby. California. But my insurance company, though, we're looking for a new insurance company now. By the way, can I get the name of your insurance company? Because obviously it's, you know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty good. Actually,
I love my insurance company.
Can I be put on your plan? That's the question. I'd love to be on your plan. 45 is the most, and have you been, like, well, I was saying, have you driven 45? But we know you don't. You drive 67 in a 45. No, oh yeah, on that one. So it feels like any road that's 45 is probably built and gauged for 60 to 65. You know what that means, right? Someone back in the day sued to get out of a ticket because he found the plans of what is called the Beltway around Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Because it was built for speeds up to 90 miles an hour to be safe on.
Oh, wow.
And he got ticketed for going like 10, 15 miles an hour over the speed limit and was able to prove in court, they had to change the law after that, that you cannot use the blueprints from the building of the actual freeway.
Seriously?
He did. He used it. You can look that up. Well, it's pre-internet, so maybe it's not on there. But, yeah, he proved in court, safe speeds on this roadway were built to be 90 miles per hour based on the way the turns are banked and the road and its openness and all this other stuff.
But just because it's designed to be that speed doesn't mean that is that speed.
He got out of the ticket. It was a big news story about when I was growing up. Yeah, absolutely. And so 45, though, feels like it should be on a much faster area, and more speed traps happen at 45 miles an hour than anywhere else, other than highways, of course. We're not talking about highways. Yeah. We're talking about,
You started by saying
other speeds. Than highway speeds of 50 and plus, 55 and plus, 45, the number one. Because it feels like like when you were going 67 into 45, how did that feel? Like you were going what it should be, right?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know what, dear?
Because it didn't really happen. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't really happen, did it?
Mm-mm.
How's that weighing on your conscience, by the way?
I feel great. I sleep great at night. So good news came out this week. The Drug Administration, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, approved a form of the drug you're on, Mounjaro. For diabetes as weight loss drug. So people have
I'm on a diabetic drug.
Yes.
Right.
But people take it for weight loss. And so
they're not supposed to.
But they are.
How are they getting it?
I don't know how they're getting it through doctors or clinics or whatever they're doing, but it's been a problem because diabetics have had a hard time getting it because so many people are taking it for weight loss. And so now the Food and Drug Administration has approved a new version of the diabetes treatment, and they've named it Zepbound.
I'm sorry?
Zepbound.
We're bound to Zepness? Is that what we're bound for?
So.
Are you saying Zep? Z-E-P?
Z-E-P-B-O-U-N-D is what it's going to be called.
Oh my God, these Zep drug bound. Names.
I know.
Hold on. Why do we want to be bound for Zep? What is Zep?
I don't know.
How about Zip bound? How about, hey, you'll have more Zip. You're bound for more Zip when you lose the weight with Zip bound.
I don't know where Zep bound came from. I don't know where
Zip bound. Oh my God. It's like RZA Kism Rab RZA.
I know.
Sky Rizzy. That's the one. Just like Sky Rizzy. What is it for? Pilots?
But why Mounjaro to begin with?
Exactly. I mean, why Wegovy? You know? Why Ozempic?
So anyway.
Why any of the names?
Now it will be sold as a weight loss drug under the name Zep bound. And I don't know what the difference in the mixture or whatever
There's
is.
There's no difference between Ozempic and Wegovy, except that Wegovy is marketed for weight loss versus Ozempic being marketed for diabetes.
Well, Zepbound will be marketed and sold for weight loss.
See if Wegovy is FDA approved for weight loss. If you could look that up there, Ricky Research.
And see, to my knowledge, I don't think it is because they're saying
to your knowledge,
this,
huh?
Well, because they're saying this is the first one that has been approved by the Food and Drug Administration.
Well, you know,
the government is
bound by their relationship to major pharmaceutical companies. So you know.
So this.
I'm surprised it took this long. Wegovy?
It says 36 minutes ago, this was posted, Ozempic was the only approved drug that could safely elicit substantial weight loss in people with obesity alone.
So.
Could it be prescribed for obesity?
Yes.
As approved by the FDA, though? That's the question. But it's fine. It doesn't matter. If you can get on it, if you've got a doctor that will say, okay, I can give you this because you're overweight, you're obese, or whatever the case may be, and it helps you lose weight, then that's great. Just understand there's side effects. Because on Ozempic, I had to leave my gallbladder at a hospital one day. I just dropped
That'll
by.
That'll help
said,
you lose weight.
Hey, you'll need this because obviously it's not working out for me so well.
So they've approved this and they say that but they're only supposedly prescribing it for people with a body mass index of 30 or higher.
Most of us do.
And yeah.
Most people, if you're 20 to 25 pounds over the prescribed weight.
Which goes by the chart.
For me, 6'1 is like 180.
Which most people would look ill if they went by that chart.
Yeah, and if you're 20 to 25 pounds over that, then your BMI is at least 25 to 30.
Or if you have overweight related health conditions like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, all the things we've heard before. So it will be fairly easy to get prescribed this drug for weight loss.
Just be prepared to sit on the toilet.
And they're saying that it has all the, things that you could have before with this, and it's not fun.
I'm going to tell you what the pharmacy tech told me. I'd been on Mounjaro for a while. And it's been working out well for me. My A1C is much, much better. I'm in the 6.3 last time, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And I've lost weight on it, no doubt. But she said, "Do you have sulfur burps?" I'm like, "Yes." Where I, and it tastes like sulfur, or just the Hershey squirts. To be, you know. Very delicate about that. She said, simethicone.
What is that?
Simethicone,
it sounds like something you would use to kill somebody.
Sounds horrible.
Simethadone, you know.
I didn't say simethadone. I said simethicone.
Okay.
It's used in babies take simethicone if they've got gas.
Mm. Is that the drop thing that they...
You can give it in drops, but it comes in like little gel caps. And it has helped me tremendously. I haven't had sulfur burps in a couple of months now. My number two is a little less of a problem, if you will. I would say if you're going to get on a weight loss, try simethicone to see if that helps you with your stomach issues, but you will.
Is it prescription as well or no?
No. It's, you can just buy it through Amazon and buy it. I think I'm on 250 milligrams, I think. I'm not sure. I have to go look. Nonetheless, just, you know, there's some benefits, but then like everything else, there's some side effects.
Well, they say vomiting, nausea, diarrhea, constipation. It's like one or the
lovely.
Other.
Lovely.
Other gastrointestinal problems, it's working for people.
And that's the disclaimer on every single medication that comes down the pike. So, you know, if you're going to take something, maybe you weigh the positives, weight loss in a lower A1C, versus the negatives, which is, you know, you got to ride the porcelain motorcycle every once in a while for a long time. I've been on many a road trip on the porcelain motorcycle, I can tell you that. It is her versus him, Mark versus Kim on Starwater 2.1. As we're going to welcome our two contestants, one named Angelica and one named Justin. Today, Angelica and Justin are playing the list. And they're playing the list for...
A $25 gift card to shop for all things Christmas at the Carm Christmas Store, now open in North Knoxville beside the Knoxville Expo Center. All sales and donations help Knox Area Rescue Ministries provide meals, shelter, and programs to those struggling with homelessness, addiction, and mental illness.
All right. Good morning, Angelica.
Good morning.
Hello, Justin.
Good morning.
This Justin hopefully will show out today as opposed to all the other Justins that have ever called this radio show to play her versus him.
They show out already.
Yeah, we've actually seen the stats on how poorly Justins or J-named men play. But we're going to go for it anyway. I'm going to have a list. It's going to be handed to me. I'll try to describe this list to you, Justin, over 75 seconds. Pay attention, Angelica. At the end of the round, you have a chance to steal some points. If we have to skip 1, 2, or 7 or run out of time at the end of the contest, you'll have a chance to steal those points. And then the same thing for you, Justin, when Angelica and Kim are playing. Any questions from either one of you about how this game is played?
No, we're good.
Well, let's speak. Are you speaking for Justin, too? Good. Okay, yeah, Justin.
She's answering for everybody.
I guess she is.
All righty, Justin, on your mark. Get set, go.
Okay, this is a process of becoming mated to someone. You've tripped and you have... you have feelings for someone after you have done this. It's the way you feel in your chest about somebody that you end up spending the rest of your life with. The process of doing that, you have a word that's a thing that's very hard to describe. Okay, I'm gonna skip this one. When you get drunk, when you haven't been drunk for a long time, there is a horse-drawn carriage that you have left. Right,
yeah.
but you have tripped from that. So you have you're now drinking when you weren't drinking before, and so you have okay, I'm gonna have to skip that one too. Holy crap! At night, you put your head on the pillow and you do what?
Go sleep.
Yes, but another word for go to?
Dream.
No, you're right.
Dreaming.
No, you're on the right path.
La La Land.
But when you put your head down and close your eyes, it's the process of. I'm gonna have to skip this one too. I'm gonna have to skip. Okay, in the Smokies, if H2O were cascading down from one location to a lower location, you were standing in front of and looking at a
rain cloud.
What did you say?
Rain cloud.
A rain cloud. Rain cloud. Wow. a whole hell of a lot that Angelica can attempt to Scoremaster Steve, what do you have for us?
That
right
is
now?
Zero for Justin.
Zero for Justin.
If you want to count that last one, there's four that Angelica can steal.
Anything you want to try, Angelica? Even with those descriptions that were horrible?
Oh, gosh.
No. Okay.
Promise? No. Condensation?
Okay, no. No. No.
Put down to sleep? I don't know.
Well, we couldn't even get into the theme of it because I couldn't figure out the best way to describe fall in love, I guess. But the list was it's fall, y'all. And then fall in love, and then fall from grace, and then fall apart, then fall off the wagon. Fall down, fall asleep, don't fall behind, falling out, and waterfall there at the end. What was his name again?
Justin.
Maybe it's the bad luck of Justin's on the list you hand me, and me being able to not being able to describe these lists. All right, I got one for Angelica. Are you ready, Kim?
I don't know.
Angelica, are you ready? What do you mean you don't know? You think my list is anywhere near as hard as yours?
I didn't think that was hard.
On your mark.
Fall.
Well, it wasn't just fall, but okay. On your mark, get set, and go.
This is not morning, not midday, but what's the next part of the day?
Evening?
No, the one before
afternoon?
That. Yes. This is you're frightened. Another way of saying you're frightened. Oh,
scared?
Another way of saying it? Are you scared? It's another way of saying scared, frightened.
Afraid?
Yes, very good. If you are cheating on your significant other, you are having this. If you are having relations with someone else, you're having an...
affair?
Yes. If you have enough money to buy whatever you want, you can... this to buy these things. If you don't have enough money, you tell your kids, I can't
afford?
Buy. Yes. This is you've died and you go on to the this. It's not the
afterlife?
Yes. This is someone who is very rich. You say they are think about the way these
fortunate?
Other well, yes. But
an absolute utter ass whooping. There it is. Read the list as you had it, Kim, and good job, Angelica. Wow, what a
Afrin, Africa, afternoon, afraid, affair, afford, afterlife, affluent, Aflac, and Affleck.
Aflac and Affleck.
Affleck.
Why did you skip Africa, my dear?
I just started with afternoon because I thought that would be something she could get.
How would you have described Africa?
I don't know. We're elephants. And
Angelica, congratulations. Sending you off to 20.
It's a continent.
Oh, you would have gotten to that eventually, I'm sure. Sure. $25 gift card to the Carm Christmas store. Congratulations, Angelica.
Thank you.
Is it the Union County moonshine in her drawer in her office? Is it the inability to pay attention to only about 60% of what I say? Kim, I just want you to know that, well, this drinking thing, I just want you to know that we care, darling. We
and
care.
I appreciate
There's
that.
A disease that affects millions of people in the world mm-hmm. today. A disease so powerful.
Robbie, honey.
It can destroy not only the one who has it,
that's
but
right.
the ones who love him.
That's right.
You don't have
him.
You don't have to be alone, Kim. We're here for you. There is a new development happening in smartphones. Sensors in smartphones and smart speakers could help determine a person's level of alcohol intoxication based on the changes in their voice, according to a new study by the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs and Kim's bottom drawer. Participants were given weight-based doses of alcohol and randomly assigned a series of tongue twisters.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
One before drinking and one each hour up to 7 hours after drinking. The participants were asked to read the tongue twister aloud.
Okay.
And a smartphone was placed on a table within 1 to 2 feet to record their voices. Who needs a smartphone?
No.
Well, we got a microphone.
Right.
I have a series of flashcards here.
Oh, my word.
I'm not asking you to walk a straight line. I'm not asking you to touch your fingertip to your nose. Nothing like that. I'm going to ask you to speak out loud. These tongue twisters, Kim, and we'll determine once and for all if we have to finally pour the Union County moonshine down the drain. Kim, are you ready? Here we go. Say it out loud. Say it.
Which wrist... sorry. Which wrist watches are Swiss wrist watches? Oh, my goodness.
All right.
This will not go well.
It will... like, you mean in the future? This will not go well, or this is not going well. All right, here we go. Another one right here.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Ooh. Kim.
Pretty good.
All right. You have some of those fermented clams you've been drinking. That's why you can
My son, you know. How I don't drink them.
Well, they're in his front pocket. They were one day.
I know.
You whipped them out and ate them out of a black, out of a baggie.
Not a proud mom moment there.
How can a clam cram in a clean cram can? Clean cream can. Sorry, I messed that up. All right, here we go. This is a tough one, Kim. Let's judge her alcohol consumption on this one.
Rory the Warrior and Roger the Warrior. Nope. Warrior work. I can't read your writing.
What do you mean you can't read my writing? My writing is perfect. Is my writing wrong?
No, it looks
fine. All right, go ahead. Yeah, blame the writing. There we go.
one word.
One more time.
Okay, Rory the Warrior and Roger the Worrier were reared wrongly in a rural brewery. I can't say rural.
There's a longer one. Here
oh
we
my
go.
Gosh, they get longer and longer. Fred fed Ted bread and Ted fed Fred bread and Ned bled the bed that he shared with Bruce. With Bruce? Where did Bruce come in?
All right, one more.
My goodness.
You're doing good, though. I'll be honest with you. You see, you're probably at a 0.07 or something.
0.07.
Yes, 0.8 legal intoxication.
I really did get a speeding ticket for... No, I'm not going to say that.
What?
I'm not going to read that.
You just did.
No.
You said it. What does that say, Tyler?
I heard her say, I really did get a speeding ticket, and that says, I really did get a speeding ticket going 67 in a 45.
Huh. Huh. Anything you'd like to share in the form of a tongue twister, Kim?
She said it.
I really did get a speeding ticket going 67 in a 45 in Oak Ridge.
Is this a double got you?
It is. It's sort of a... Would you call it a...
a double cross,
a double cross? Cross, double cross.
So you made me believe you didn't get one after you did get one?
Maybe.
Maybe or no? Yes!
Has
or
it
no.
driven you crazy?
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Bitch.
Got you again.
Oh. I was going to go someplace completely different here at 8 o'clock, but I have something to ask.
It's not more tongue twisters, is it?
Oh, no. It's what you admitted to just moments ago concerning... The speeding ticket that wasn't, that now is again.
Are you sure?
Oh, God. Dog it. We'll be... Wait, what? Okay, hold on. Just so you know, there's a CBS News reporter getting ready to go to jail for not revealing their source. I'm not going to reveal my source, but I got something to tell you. So prepare yourself for the truth. Coming up next on Starwater 2.1. There has been an ongoing saga here on The Morning Show concerning Kim. Going 67 and a 45, and the 67 and a 45 was through Oak Ridge, where she'd gotten a speeding ticket before.
Years before, though.
Fine, yeah, okay, great. But, so we went on and on, and then out of the clear blue sky, was it 1 week ago? Was it Friday?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Thursday or Friday.
What does it matter?
Man, it's a
you go, week. You go, gotcha. I'm like, got me what? Gotcha. Didn't get a speeding ticket. No crash.
Did I sound like that?
Oh, in my head you do.
In my head you do.
And so I was flabbergasted. I was gobsmacked. I was mortified. I was like, wait a minute. What? So you got me.
Yeah.
You got me good. And just moments ago, youngin' over here said, well, I did get a speeding ticket in Oak Ridge. And then just moments ago, you said, or did I? Yeah, okay. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to just tell you something. So you can get, I'll tell you this now as opposed to getting you with it in a little while. Somebody walked by me, one of your girls. I won't say who. There's plenty of girls in this building who are your girls.
My girls.
Mm-hmm. And one of them said to me, as we walked by and they continued on walking, and I said, excuse me? They said these words. So Kim didn't get a speeding ticket? And just kept on walking. I'm like, what? Wait, what? And then she looked back over her shoulder and goes, looks to me like one of your girls ain't keeping things close to the vest. Uh-huh. And was letting somebody know.
Uh-huh.
So if... Question. When does a trick become a lie? If, in fact, you hadn't screwed up earlier this morning, and I said something about 67 into 45, you go, oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't say it like that. I went, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait a minute. Gotcha, because I already knew that somebody passed me and go, so she didn't get a speeding ticket? As in, that person knows for a fact that you did get one and was like letting me know that you did get one, even though you pulled a prank on me to say that you didn't get one. And here I've been losing my mind. I mean, I love to get got. Don't get me wrong. Love to get got.
Does this look like somebody who loves to get got when
I
going
do
crazy?
Love to get got? But if I'm not getting got, then what is it? Is it a lie?
No, I think you've gotten got.
Let's say 6 years from now, would you finally said, oh, by the way, or 6 weeks or 6 days or six? When would you have ever admitted?
Eventually, it would have come out.
Well, here it is. 1 week later, so it is out. Pardon?
It's out.
You did get a speeding ticket in Oak Ridge for 67 and a 45.
Did I?
Oh, stop. I'm asking. Do I need to look you in the eyeballs? I don't want to do that. There's something weird about it. This weird locking in we do. Sometimes I don't know if you know how to look past
it. It makes him nervous.
It does. I don't need you looking into my soul. Did you or did you not get a speeding ticket for 67 and a 45? Did you get me or did you not get me?
Oh, I got you.
How are you getting me? How am I getting got? Am I getting got that you did get one, or am I getting got that you didn't get one, or am I getting got that you didn't get one and you did get one?
How do you know that my girl wasn't part of the getting got and I didn't set her up to say, you know,
oh my God.
Let's have a little fun.
Okay, can I say this, and I'm probably not only speaking for I'm tired now. I'm now tired. I'm not tired of it. I'm spent.
Yeah.
I was the adrenaline rush that happened last week when you say I got you. I never got a speeding ticket. It was like, I don't know. It was just like, wow, what? I mean, you had me. So do you have me or do you not have me? Did you get a ticket?
Sounds like I have you.
And by the way, when you make a phone call to Oak Ridge, to find out, they don't give you nothing.
How do you know that?
Because I called Oak Ridge and I said, can I get information publicly about a person who got a speeding ticket? And they said that information is not publicly available to anybody other than the ticket holder. I even considered calling back as, you know, our girl Kim. Hey, hi, this is Kim. I just want to get a copy of my ticket. Didn't do it, though. I'm not committing fraud anywhere. But just, so did you or did you not get? Are you getting me?
Oh, I've gotten you. Regardless of what has happened, you are gotten. If you have called the city of Oak Ridge.
Which I did.
To find out.
I did. All right. So I still don't know. Even though, so you're telling me that you may have set somebody up to tell me that maybe you didn't get? Oh, you did get?
I just asked if it was feasible that I could have.
Feasible?
Yeah. I mean, could I have asked my girl to say, hey, just let's have a little fun.
Okay. It is feasible. Yes. It is feasible that you could have done that. So you're really taking this to the nth degree. All the way out until I literally collapse. Are you waiting for a collapse emotionally?
There have been a rash of cooking oil thefts all around Knoxville and surrounding communities.
When you say cooking oil, you mean discarded oil in the back of restaurants?
Yep. In those big tanks. Now, remember...
No, I thought... Okay, go ahead.
Remember about a year ago when my husband and one of his friends going to have cooking oil in the tanks at my husband's grandmother's farm?
What?
Remember those big oil tanks?
How about you say he was going to try to make... Biofuel.
Mm-hmm. And they were going to get the cooking oil from my son at the time was working at Zaxby's. And my son said, well, we can do that. And then I actually had someone at my son's school who worked in the kitchen say, well, he can get the oil from us because we have to get rid of it somehow. And they paid for people to come get it. And they were actually working a deal where we could get it, but we didn't have a way to transport it.
Cockamamie.
Because they were going to have to get one of those big
cockamamie
trucks that they somehow to transport it from West Knoxville all the way out to Jeff County.
Ignoramus.
You say that.
Shenanigans.
But there have been so many thefts now. They're happening between midnight and 5 a.m.
You think that people are stealing cooking oil to make their own biofuel?
That's what the authorities are saying.
Well, then what does your husband do after you go to sleep at night?
Lord only knows, because I sleep so hard.
Well, you got your weird hypnic hand moving around the bed searching for him, so you should try to find out if it's reaching anything, or is it just hitting empty? If he notices that your hand is doing weird hypnic jerks during the middle of the night...
He must be there.
So to speak, he must be there. So he's not out there stealing. See, which means that people are working harder to make biofuel than your husband and his best friend. So there.
Mm-hmm.
Between
20 and 30 restaurants in Maryville and Knoxville, just alone, other areas have been hit, but just 20 and 30 in Knoxville and Maryville alone have been hit in just the last few months.
Okay.
And so
I thought there was a service that maybe it doesn't come every day or every week or whatever the case may be. I guess they have to store it outside more often. But I know somebody that works in the industry of taking, collecting, and replacing old spent oil with new fresh oil. And
apparently know when the service comes to pick them up, and so they know when these tanks are full and they're just getting this oil.
Can they easily track the vehicles that have been using biofuel by the smell of onion rings behind them all the time,
or French fries, or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, you know. Oh, excuse me, sir. I hate to pull you over. Two things. First of all, I'm hungry. And second, I'd like to check your biofuel and see if, in fact, it's been stolen.
I don't know how they would know where it had been stolen from.
Well, how did you make it, sir? Show me a permit that allows you. Because didn't your husband need permits to do this as well?
He did. That was part of the challenge they were going to have to get. Aubrey's, the Walnut Kitchen, and Jaboni's in Maryville have been hit recently. Mm-hmm. And when the oil gets stolen, the restaurants are in trouble because they're hurting these tanks that the oil is kept in.
Hurting them?
Yes, because they're damaging them, and one of them costs $12,000 in damage, and so they have to get that repaired, and so the restaurant's losing a lot of money
on
this oil.
Wow.
So, and it's the trickle-down effect, of course, because if they have to fix that, the cost has to go somewhere. So, yeah.
Maybe your husband's pretending that you've got weird hand motions in the middle of the night.
So I think he's there.
So that you think he's there in the middle of the night when he's out there stealing that oil from restaurants.
From the Taylor Swift's on her international Eras tour, and it won't be back in the U.S. until next year. In the meantime, there's an artist you can see and afford. It's Taylor Thrift. You'll love her problematic songs.
Why do guys always leave me?
You'll love her love of pets.
I kind of like cats. Cats don't ever leave me.
And you'll hate her boyfriend.
I date a guy on the Cleveland Browns.
He's a third stringer. Taylor Thrift. Don't miss her. Live in concert this weekend in the parking lot at the mall. Even though permission hasn't been granted by the mall. I'm a thrifty. Cheap t-shirts and buddy bracelets will be on sale too. Taylor Thrift. See her while she lasts.
Did you know there's still Kmart?
I thought they all closed.
Really?
Is it a regular Kmart or is it the big Kmart?
I'm sorry. Is there any Kmart? Kmart, you know, there's meetings about how they're going to do stuff and the things they're going to promote. And sometimes you just think, how did they not think of that? And then sometimes, wow, something happens and then you're just stuck. So Kmart in Australia. Okay, so maybe Kmart still exists. If there was only a way that Ricky Research could look up where the Kmarts are still in the world. Are there still Kmart? I think the American ones are gone, right?
I thought they all closed.
All right. Kmart Australia is having to pull back their Mary Ham Mass handbags.
Their like Mary Ham what?
Ham Mass, like Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Mary Hamas, Mary Hamas. Mary Hamas.
Okay.
If you're not paying attention to world events right now, there's a major conflagration of aggression happening between Israelis and Hamas. Mm-hmm. It's a big war taking place right now. It's a little bit too much to get into, but the terrorist organization that attacked the music festival and slaughtered Israelis is called Hamas. Kmart has pulled their Mary Hamas handbags. Where's the Kmarts now?
Australia and New Zealand.
They're still left, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Has the word not gotten down? I know it's on the other side of the world. Hey, by the way, hey, Aussie buddies. We closed Kmart 4 years ago, huh? Maybe there's no telephones. I mean, you know. Kmart was selling ham bags They featured Christmas trees, holly, and red and green lettering. But now a local Jewish group has politely suggested they nix them because Hamas, however you'd say Christmas, Hamas, looks a lot like Hamas, yeah, H-A-M-A-S.
That would be a problem.
The group admitted that they didn't think it was intentional.
Once again, those people sitting around at that table deciding.
No, this is the Jewish group. We didn't think that you did this intentionally, and that's even potentially funny, but it's just not a good look right now. Kmart agreed, pulled the ham bags. They said, we got it wrong on this occasion, and we apologize. When designing this product, we clearly didn't think through all the implications. So they designed it I guess Hamas has been a thing forever.
Yeah.
For years and years and years. So they never put Hamas, and Hamas together in their brains. I'm just thinking because it's such a, because of what Hamas did, is such a like current thing that this could have been in production before Hamas did their thing. But Hamas has been doing their thing for years. Yeah. So you should have thought about it then. Ooh, Hamas. Because, you know, you can't handbag. I guess it's playing on handbag, right? The playing on the word
I'm
handbag.
I'm not really sure what they're doing.
Hamas. Well, I'm trying to say it like Christmas.
Yeah.
Hamas. Yeah, huh? The meeting. How about these Hamas bags? You know, maybe there's a terrorist organization out there called Hamas. And it looks kind of the same. People. Just people. We'll be back. It is the Mark and Kim Show here on Star 102.1 with the Mark and Kim Show. A couple of things we were hoping to get to today, and we didn't because the scam that was or wasn't Kim's speeding ticket was, did she get one? Did she not get one? Did she trick me? Did she not trick me? Still, it's up in the air at this point. You can hear this all on the Mark and Kim Show podcast, available on all the podcast apps. Still confused.
I'm not.
So, you know, if you got a speeding ticket, you know that you pulled a prank on me pretending you didn't get a speeding ticket. Someone walked by me and said, so Kim didn't get a speeding ticket?
Of course, the question now is, did I put that person up to that?
Good question. So, I don't know. And Freedom of Information Act doesn't seem to apply to the Oak Ridge Police Department.
I can't believe you called them.
Of course I called them! You hear all this on the Mark and Kim Show podcast with 30 bonus minutes or so. It is Friday, right?
It is.
How you feeling? You've already maybe blown get one gasket today. We'll see if any others get blown. So we didn't get to a couple of things, and I definitely want to from the Department of Redundancy Department want to get to, is TV ruining your relationship? I got audio from somebody saying that watching TV, and if that's kind of like the only thing you guys do, your relationship sucks. We'll listen to that audio on Monday.
I can see that.
And that's a Facebook post that we'd like you to participate in if you can. And the other one is awesome, and we'll have to talk about this more because we've already got a bunch of comments on it, so there's some great comments. Taylor Swift jar. Husband charges wife $0.25 whenever she mentions Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce. Other than cursing, what would be the jar, quote unquote, in your home? Great responses so far. We can't wait to share those
with you
fun. On Monday. We'll do that. That will come up after 8:30 or so. No, I actually don't know what time of Monday. Who knows? We'll get that all straightened out. So
8.
Yes, it'd be wonderful to do it 8. Thank you, Kim. So yes, that's coming up on Monday. We thank you for being here, and we'll see you then. Mark and Kim Show on Star 102.1.
All you people want is more. Kimmy.
More.
Well, I have one of those. I could just see you doing this.
Me?
No. Yes, man.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
I could just see.
I'm in then.
You don't want to have. You know, if it's something about, you know, something lewd and lascivious, something creepy and cringy, Mark, it made me think of you, and then I have to set your big ass straight.
It's not always lewd and lascivious.
It generally is. And then, you know, then there's Yes Man Tyler Gann. Slave to marketing, slave to brands and logos.
Oh, he very much is.
Oh, my God, dude. And it's so funny. Well, and before I get to this story, don't let me forget, because we could probably go on for 30 straight minutes about how hooked you are on this, what do you call it, this hoax that is Prime Energy. Yeah. Is it an energy drink?
No, they do have energy drinks, but this is a hydration drink. It's equivalent to Gatorade.
Is it equivalent to Gatorade?
Yeah.
It tastes better, though. Have you tasted really Prime? Does. I will say it tastes really good.
Look at you. The two of you are peas in a pod.
No, I'm not out buying cases of this stuff. I did when it first came out because my son wanted some, so I went and bought a case
for
the football team. But have you tasted it?
No, I'm not going to be. No, I'm not going to do something that they're doing specifically. Like this morning when he cracked the bottle of Prime, what's that one called?
This one is Prime Glowberry Hydration Drink.
Glowberry. Mm-hmm. Hydration drink. By the way, all drinks are hydration drinks. Just so you know. Just so you know, all drinks are hydration drinks. Mm-hmm. But you said, what did you say about it? Oh, this is one of those valuable ones.
Yeah, it's a limited edition.
He said collector, yes. Didn't you?
Hold on.
No.
Hold on. A limited edition of a drink.
Yeah.
Isn't every drink a limited edition because you drink it and it's no longer there?
No, because you can go back to the grocery store and buy more, Kim. The laws of supply and demand is what they're trying to create here. Hmm. If there's little supply, then there will be high demand.
Well, and
now when something sells out, something that was not marketed specifically to be, quote, limited edition... Because what's so special about the Glowberry that makes it limited?
The bottle glows in the dark.
The bottle, supposedly. Not the drink?
I hope not the drink. I don't trust that. But
you don't trust it? What do you
mean? I wouldn't trust the drink that glows in the dark.
Do you not drink Mellow Yellow and Mountain Dew?
No.
Does it glow in the dark?
It can.
The actual drink.
If you take a
drink.
Dope Ridge and put it next to a reactor.
makes your innards glow, I would think.
Here's once again, we have another producer that likes to keep money at arm's length. Okay. Just like
it's a thing.
Just like Alex O would. Just Will Myers wasn't as bad, but Alex O was horrible. Tyrone would like to spend $400 on a pair of headphones. That's kind of keeping money at arm's length,
which was certainly his prerogative.
Prerogative,
we had to back off. And
prerogative,
say, you know?
You have your prerogative, but you also don't have your money.
Yeah.
So, as opposed to then, I've got limited edition Prime hydration drink.
Okay.
Instead of reselling it for more money than you paid for it, mm-hmm. which means you've made money.
Right.
You cracked it open and you started to drink it, and I'm guessing it's not the first one you drank.
No. And here's the twist. I have a whole case that's not been opened, and this is a case that has been opened. So I've got two of them.
So you bought two of them with the hopes to do what?
Well, I bought the other one in hopes that I would make a profit.
Where are you selling it right now?
Nowhere. It's sitting in the floor.
So you had thoughts to do that, but you then didn't do that. Wow, sounds like the job he does here at Starwater 2.1.
Hopes of doing things.
I was thinking about doing that. Oh, yeah? Well, how did it go? Well, I didn't do it. So you have thoughts of, do you have an eBay account?
Yes, I believe so, because I purchased some shoes on eBay.
How would you have planned to sell this bonus case of Prime for, and how much more than the asking price would you plan on selling it for to make it worth your while?
$2 more.
And how long does it have to sit?
Wait, listen, you're not listening.
$2 more. Each. I heard that.
Doesn't that put a red flag that you would, well, hold on, when I say the case, I'm referring to the case.
Oh, the case? Yeah. If I sold it by case.
Are you planning on selling it individually by bottle? You think that people are going to buy it by the bottle because they, what, can't get it?
That's possible. But it looks like,
Do you know how much the shipping and the time and effort, does your time mean anything to you? it's like, what are you going to do? What are you going to buy how are you going to send it in a padded envelope, a plastic bottle of beverage, and were you going to put it in boxes?
Yeah, I could put it in an envelope that's lined in bubble wrap.
No, darling.
I don't have to keep
it cool.
I love
you. You're so like ready to ask the next question versus listening to what he said.
I heard what he said.
$2 more.
$2 more.
Okay, so I thought you meant per case, but okay, per drink, you know,
no,
whatever.
No, I heard exactly what he said.
But you, no, you didn't.
Yes, but, I did. I said $2 more and per. And it was.
You were on to your next question. Nonetheless.
I asked how long it had to sit there before he thought he could do that. And people will buy them individually because mm-hmm. there's some places you can only get them individually.
And now I bought the case at Sam's, which I do not have a membership to. So I got it cheaper than what it normally would be.
You know, you're not going to make me smile and giggle and carry on like Kim will when you're stealing membership what's the word I'm looking for? Benefits. You're stealing membership benefits.
I'm on the share plan.
You are not on the share plan. You're not on the share plan.
Now, do you have a card?
No,
because your mom's.
No, he's not. He's not on the plan.
So you don't have a card through your mom's membership, is what? It's
no,
not.
I'm signed into the Sam's Club membership app, and my mother's.
So you're stealing the membership. Basically, you're pirating your mother's Sam's Club membership, as you're also pirating your girlfriend's mother's Costco membership.
Mm-hmm. Now, that one I knew he was stealing because his girlfriend thought that she looked enough like her mom wearing a mask. Mm-hmm.
And her mom,
her
of course, threw a
membership
fit
card
to and be able to be photographed in her mask.
I had a successful second trip to Costco as well.
Pardon?
I had a second trip to Costco that went successful since the first time. So I've only been twice.
You're telling me, what do you like? You think I'm going to be impressed by this? Or?
No. Okay. I was just telling you.
I'm pissed because I pay a lot of money for my membership. And I want my benefits because I paid for the membership. I don't want some ne'er-do-well scamming my my benefits by not paying.
Now, I didn't go around hunting to try to find a way to get into Costco. It just fell in my lap, and I went.
What fell in your lap?
The Costco membership.
How did it fall in your lap?
Because my girlfriend got it from her mother.
That's not falling in your lap. That's going to take. That's taking the Costco card, knowing that she's not. She can't use it, and using it anyway.
Well, I didn't send her to go get it. Like, that wasn't my intention. I wasn't like,
Costco. You're going to semantically try to make this sound good.
I'm gonna do my best.
But don't we all cheat some kind of system? I mean, we've.
This is pure money. This is cheating for money. This is saving money when you haven't paid for a membership. It's like sneaking into a pool or a country club that you're not a member of. Is there a difference?
No.
Is there, okay.
But
is
I'm
it
like,
sneaking in to watch a concert without paying? It's the same thing, right?
What about people logging into Netflix when they don't pay for Netflix?
That's what I was going to say. Because I've used
they
other
stopped
people's
that. Yeah, when it was
logins.
Okay. When it was okay to do that. It's not okay to do that anymore.
But was it okay? Like,
at
morally?
One point, Netflix said, hey, HBO said, hey, yes, share your passwords.
Because I've done that before.
Okay, well, they tried to give you a little taste of the drug to only then, you know.
Now say it's not okay.
Right.
You have to have your
and
own
And then they
membership.
Want you to pay for it. So, yeah, that people that were sharing our Netflix account because it was okay to do that, now don't share the Netflix account because it's not okay to do that. Pirating movies? Do you download movies from the internet to watch them?
No.
You don't have anything like that?
No, I knew people who did that.
Now, let me guess. You didn't go to the flea market and buy that stream box that can stream every single movie and every TV show?
But you can hack a Fire Stick.
Yeah, we had one of those before.
Jailbroken? Yeah.
So jailbreaking is one thing, but hacking is a different thing.
No, I don't have any of that.
Okay.
We actually got one of those Fire Stick things years ago as a Christmas gift from another family
member. Yeah, then you
logged
in and were able to access the things.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if there's a paywall behind, you've got to pay to get behind the paywall. But that has nothing to do with the Chromecast stick or the Fire Stick or whatever.
Yeah.
Gives you access to a certain amount of programming through whoever you bought the thing from, Amazon or whatever.
But there were ways to get around
that,
and we did.
So back to the Prime drinks, as opposed to actually making money on it. You thought of making money on it.
I thought about it.
You know who's making a shit ton of money on it?
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
Yeah.
While you sit back, and he's depending upon people like you to I got to get as much of this hydration drink as I can because it's a limited. So it's just like so. It's like falling for stuff. It's
but
like,
isn't that what capitalism is? I mean, fall was for something, and so
no, capitalism is not trying to trick somebody into the laws of supply and demand by creating fake demand by limiting supply. Look, the original supply and demand was you had a product that was so good that everybody wanted, and you ran out of it. The demand went up for it, and so the price would go up for it. It became it was a true law of supply and demand. Now we create supply and demand by bullshitting people about how you can only get, you know, one case of this. You'll only allow, you know, they work out with Walmart. You can only buy one case or we're only going to send out this much product. It's not like it's just a new thing with this Prime drink. It's been done before.
But while that's frustrating, playing devil's advocate here, I guess, is that bad? I mean, is that wrong?
Not
is
for
that
Jake Paul, not for Logan Paul, not for the people creating it. It's not bad at all. But what it does is it just puts us once again in the mindset of, oh, I have to have it. It goes back to Beanie Babies. It goes back to everything that you've wanted that they create
it's not a new
thing. Create a fake demand for. I mean, I'm not hating on it. And I mean, it's a smart business ploy because, look, you have a billion Tyler Gans out there that will hoard the drink and think that they can sell it for more money, yeah, or that they have to have Prime because of how cool someone is. And that takes us back to the original story. Dior is selling perfume for babies.
Are you serious? It's not healthy. I looked that up. Cologne's not supposed to be used on babies. It can affect them in a negative way.
Can it irritate their skin?
You think
can
that Dior is going to put out a perfume for babies if they haven't researched the fact if it's good or bad?
I doubt it, but I've looked it up myself because I was going to get my son some cologne.
At age what?
This was like 2 years ago, so I guess he was about six.
You were going to get your six-year-old cologne?
Yeah.
No.
Because he likes smelling good.
Then take a shower.
Now they have kid.
Use soap.
They have kid colognes.
Yeah, like the Spider-Man. And
I love that he's actually versed in children's colognes. Like, well, you know, the overuse that you do of cologne, mm-hmm, has pervaded your life so much that you want your child. But aren't you concerned that your cologne and his cologne might clash? Have you thought about that? Because, you know, you can't have. I'm certain. I guarantee that you have somehow had a conversation with your girlfriend, or maybe a past girlfriend, about getting a cologne and perfume that don't collide.
No, actually, I have.
You've never, ever had that situation come up where one of you has said, oh, my God, our colognes and perfumes collide.
Now, if it's louder than mine, as in the sense, like, if we
hold
both
on. There's not a chance in hell that anyone has ever had a perfume louder than your cologne. And when we say louder, like smelling it, mm-hmm, at a distance.
Yeah.
I can smell you when you come in the building sometimes through this door.
Oh, God.
You'll walk by the door to the cubicle. I'm not
through
lying.
The door? Can you really?
Oh, my God, dude. I can tell when he's here sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Other than the door going boom, 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 boom when he's in and out because he's vaping all morning. But when he comes in and he wafts past the door.
You can smell it like you it can smell. Seeps like, through the door?
Yes, it's like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like a green cloud, yeah, comes right through the crack through, yeah, and then right through the door, and I can smell you. So you've never had a conversation about colliding colognes and perfumes?
No. I haven't.
Well, then you're not evolved. But you'll definitely be evolved if you buy a bottle of Dior perfume for your baby. Because if you're going to buy cologne for a six-year-old, I can promise you you'll consider buying a perfume for your baby.
I've already looked it up.
Well, okay, why?
Just to see what it looks like, how much it is.
Because you want to do what?
Maybe purchase it.
See? See? So then don't say you're not going to do it. If you're not considering doing it, you're like, that's what Kim does. She'll say something, and then she'll contradict herself three sentences later.
Because you think about it as you're talking it through.
But he's already done this. He's saying, I wouldn't do this because it's dangerous, da, 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 but I've looked it up, and I've considered doing it. Hello? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got me with the scented water aspect of it.
Okay,
it makes it seem healthy.
Let me read into the story a little bit more because I must have missed the scented water thing. It's called Bonne Étoile or Lucky Star in French. They say it has tender and fruity notes. If this sounds like something you'd only see in 2023, actually it isn't. It's a relaunch of a baby perfume Dior originally sold back in 1970. A baby perfume. So all things come in cycles, so Insanity must have some sort of 43-year cycle, I guess, or 53-year cycle. Jeez, 53 years ago was 1970? Whew. They launched their Baby Dior fashion line in 1967 and started selling perfume for babies. 3 years later, it got discontinued after apparently it didn't sell well. Oh, maybe they didn't create that law of supply and demand.
Hmm.
But maybe there's a market for it now. If you've got a fancy baby with expensive taste, get ready to pay up. Each tiny bottle of Bonne Étoile costs $230.
Oh, good Lord. How big is the bottle?
They're also selling a $115 moisturizer for babies, a $95 cleansing foam, and a $95 cleansing water that's supposed to leave your baby's skin feeling supple and velvety. I can tell you right now, I've been handling a little baby a whole lot lately. It doesn't have any cleansing water other than what comes out of the daggum faucet and whatever the soap they use to wash her little body with, and she is as soft as a baby can be. They're lucky I have not eaten her like a snail at this point, because she's soft like a snail. Mm-hmm. She's like an oyster on the half shell.
You know who's going to buy this?
Tyler.
Paris Hilton.
Oh, yeah.
She had 20-some Halloween costumes for her little lollipop head baby.
Big
so she will
baby.
Buy this.
She had how many Halloween costumes?
20-something, I think.
Could they and not then did fit what over with them? The head?
Say again?
Could they not fit over the head?
Oh, boom. 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 Out go the lights. Did she take the kid out trick-or-treating and have 20 costume changes? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. She didn't explain why she had so many. I just read online that she had 20-some costumes for him. I don't know what she
for
did
Brim?
With them all. What? For him.
Oh, for him. I thought you said his name was Brim. I'm like, oh, that's an interesting name. What is his name, by the way?
I don't know.
BHB?
Big Head Baby?
That's terrible. But he does have a big old melon on him. Wouldn't that be fun if in fact she was married to Christopher Maloney, the actor from some TV show that I get compared to all the time by a couple of women that call me Zaddy. Oh, you look just like Christopher Maloney. What if she married a guy named Maloney and the first five letters are Melon and her baby was born with that head? Melon Maloney. So they'd have to call him. So Dior cologne, if it was, how affordable would it have to be? Or is that in your wheelhouse at $230?
No, I'm not paying that for that.
What would you pay? Would you pay?
I'd pay 50.
You'd pay 50?
Yeah.
And you are considering the scenting your child, other than baby.
Just for special occasions.
How special does it have to be to put a cologne on your baby?
Any outing.
He'll be smart enough to do this. He'll scent the baby to then have its head baptized and the water will wash off the scent. That's what he'll do. That's Tyler in a nutshell right there. Oh, well, I didn't think about that. They'd be washing the cologne off of the babies. The baby smells like a baby. That's the best smell in the world. Baby smell.
Johnson & Johnson. That's what I want to smell on the baby.
How many Johnsons do you want to smell, you say?
You know, Johnson & Johnson's, the baby
don't
come lotions over,
don't
and
be
stuff.
Smelling my Johnson, okay? Yeah, right. You know, we'll have to contact HR about this. Mm. Johnson & Johnson. It sounds like a lineup of naked men. Johnson, Johnson.
No, it's the baby oil and lotions and all that stuff.
Have you not figured out that I know what that is and I'm just making jokes, Kim? All right, let's get out of here before I blow a gasket. Did you just bring up the picture of Paris Hilton and her 20 costumes for her child for Halloween?
I did, and apparently his name is Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Yeah.
I think I'd remember that. Because it's a different kind of name. You know how I am with celebrity kid names. I always remember them. You remember other like people in the news names, and I remember celebrity kid names. I don't know why.
All right. Justin Timberlake's and Jessica Biel's child's name.
Phineas and...
Ferb. Yes!
No, it's not, the other one's not Ferb.
Let me see it again. Did she take this child out, or did she just do a photo shoot with many, many... You're showing me one picture.
Yeah.
You had multiple pictures of just a second ago. Woo, it's so Friday in here right now. Okay, so are these, so she bothered for the sake of whatever photos, Instagram, whatever she's on, Snap, who knows. She dressed her child up 20 different times in 20 different Halloween costumes.
And I think she had matching outfits for most of them.
I mean, that's all I'm seeing here is her matching her son.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh my
it was
God.
Different.
Why didn't she go ahead and just dress him up as a lollipop? Literally put a dum-dum around his... No, like the rapper. The dum-dum.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Mommy's favorite lollipop. You know, the dum-dum.
Mommy's favorite dum-dum.
Mommy's favorite dum-dum. Now, that's something you set the kid off. What did your mom call you? Well, she called me mommy's favorite little dum-dum. Because I have a lollipop head. I'm a large-headed baby. She did not give birth to that child, is that correct?
No, she had a, what do you call
surrogate?
It?
Surrogate?
Yes.
Okay. A surrogate. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Was it somebody that worked at the Charms Blow Pop Factory? Goodbye, everybody. We're out. Goodbye.